with a sunny afternoon back to us on Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up.
It's time to join Dave and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Dave and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Dave and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Dave and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And this is Dave, but you should put Huck's name first.
We'll get Jeff to straighten that up. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. The House and the Senate is extremely busy with a lot of great bills and a lot of not so great bills, and also some duplicate bills, which is a very interesting conversation we'll have later on in the show. So sit tight, turn your radio up, and let's go ahead. And I don't think Micah has called in yet, so we're going to start with our COVID stats, huh, Dave?
Okay. Well, in the state of Louisiana, with 4.7 million people, we're now having approximately one positive test per day per 100,000 people. That ain't nothing. The other day, we had a total of, as of today, we had a total of 103. No, sorry, it just jumped to a different page. That was deaths. Well, in Louisiana, you know, we have probably about 330 people die every day. And the number that is attributed to COVID right now is about seven.
Wait, 300 people? I thought it was 133 a day.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. But okay.
Anyway, but the number attributed to COVID right now is about seven people per day. So it's pretty well gone away. And then the positive tests in Louisiana are approximately 1.5. It's 1.49 positive tests per day per 100,000 people. Jefferson Parish is a little bit more. It's two per 100,000. So since we have 434,000 people in Jefferson Parish, that's about maybe nine people testing positive out of 434,000. Doesn't sound to me like anything to panic about. Orleans is slightly higher. They may have three out of 100,000. That's nothing. Remember, the governor's standard to lock you down was if you had 100 positives per 100,000. Well, we're down at around two per 100,000. So we're about 98% lower than the governor's standard was way back when. You can see these statistics, you can see the graphs and charts and so forth on our website, which is libertyorlockdown.live. Click on the More link and you'll see Mr. Prentice's statistics. And there it is. Okay. So the number of positive tests in Louisiana per day is really, 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 really tiny. And in fact, in the United States, it's less than one per 100,000 people. We're running about 30,000 positives per day out of 330 million people. So that's not a whole lot. But if you listen to the news, you're going to hear all of this stuff, and it sounds so scary. Oh, China's going back down into lockdown. You know why China's going into lockdown?
Why?
They have decided that they're going to do zero COVID. Now, they've got about 1.5 billion, that's with a B, 1.5 billion people. And the other day, they were running about 1,400 positive tests. That is out of 1.5 billion people. That's one in a million. And they said, oh, this is terrible. We've got to lock down. No, that's not terrible. It's ridiculous. You're never going to totally get rid of a disease. And what you see right now is kind of like the cold. And it would be like saying, well, we're going to shut things down until we have zero colds.
I don't know. We're still living in the twilight zones.
Yeah, that
we've not returned back to our normality.
Yeah, that
prior
just,
to COVID yet.
It just is not going to happen. Well, and you know, there's some weird stuff I read today that there's even something called COVID toe. That's a weird thing. A lot of people who didn't get COVID got red toes. And the doctors are trying to figure out why their toes got all red and swollen. They thought maybe it's because your body's making antibodies to fight off COVID and it made your toes red. Anyway, I am just still amazed to see people riding around in their cars with the windows up with a mask on.
Yes, they are still doing that.
Or just walking around wearing a mask. When in Jefferson Parish, come on, give me a break. 9 positive tests out of 434,000 people, and you're going to wear a mask?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm still blown away by every day my son, I'll point, like, there'll be somebody walk across me with a mask on, and Dawson will tell me, just don't let it get to you, Mom.
Well, you know, there are some people that have a reason for wearing a mask. I went last week to get something notarized, and the lady had a mask on, and I said, why are you doing that? She said, because my mom has some medical condition, some illness, and so she didn't want to risk bringing something home to her mom. Well, that makes perfect sense, you know, if you're concerned about that. But most people
don't. How does that make perfect sense? When that mask does not stop anything.
Well,
so you explain that to me.
Well, it makes perfect
sense. It doesn't make any sense at all.
It makes perfect sense that the lady is really terrified that she's going to bring something home to her mom, and she thinks that this will fix it. Okay, so I agree. That thing won't do any good.
No, it won't do any good.
Having this little cloth mask. If you really want to block out things, you need to wear one of the medical-type masks, the N95. But the cloth mask is just virtue signaling, saying, oh, see what a good person I am. And the politicians requiring it, well, they're not anymore, but the politicians who were requiring it were
they were big on virtue signaling.
Oh, yeah, they were basically saying, see, we're protecting you by making you wear masks. Well, okay, if you want to protect us, you need to put us in full-body hazmat suits.
Yeah, so true. I mentioned last week I don't know if I'm banned yet. I need to go back and look because I have not on Facebook every day, but I might be in jail over, going on a representative Letlow's page, Julia Letlow's page, because she was talking about life, you know, life, and they were honoring her about life. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, that's great. You know, I love that you're talking about life. But let's talk about you virtue signaling with your mask on outside.
Yeah.
Facebook didn't like that. So,
of course, there are also a lot of politicians that say you have to wear a mask, but then they won't.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi.
Huh.
It's unbelievable. Well, we have a clipping. I'm not sure how much time we have left, but I want to play this clipping for you. This is Representative Bagley. He's in the House, and he's talking about a bill that is House Bill 54.
It is Louisiana legislation.
Yes, Louisiana legislation. All right, we're waiting on that recording. It'll be up in just a second.
Here, one of the members brought a bill about forcing vaccines, and I had her strike it because I told her there was no way that we'd ever have forced vaccinations. As an American citizen, I think that there would have to be some sort of legislation other than a president making that statement to do that. That certainly is not the case. And so with that in mind, and because I did lead the way with that last year, I thought I'd bring this bill. I'd just like to say, along with what I've already said, a man is much more likely, if you've had this vaccination, to die from a heart attack. I personally, on March the 1st, had a heart attack and died. I was revived in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, and I did not get the booster, but I had to have the shot. And I had no other reason to have a heart attack. I had elevated blood pressure after my wife committed suicide 10 years ago, but past that, really, You all know me. I don't look like someone that would fit those things, but I did pass away in that ambulance going to the hospital. They brought me back, and I'm alive today, and we'll celebrate that tomorrow in another way. But my best friend, who I hunt with, got the booster, and 3 days later,
we're going to pause this, and we're going to return right back after this commercial, so stay with us. Sorry about that.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6060.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Baby, it's cold outside, and we'll be getting colder. Call the experts at Stevens and schedule an appointment to tune up your HVAC for the winter months. Stevens AC are local, trusted, with a fantastic reputation for service. Count on them to keep you comfortable all four seasons. Stevens offers maintenance contracts, new installations, and repairs, so you never have to miss a moment of comfort. Call them at 504-962-3421 today.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound upon.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So we're going to continue this video real quick on Representative Bagley and what happened to him when he took the second vaccine, or, yeah, because I don't think he took the booster.
Worked out 4 days a week in the weight room. He was in perfect health, and that's the only thing he had. Now, I'm not going to say the COVID vaccination did that because I don't know. I will say, though, it's a strong, it makes me wonder, and I do know that men are more likely to die from a heart attack if they've had that vaccination. So I know even people that will be against my bill do wonder about the shot, especially if you've already had it. Look at the evidence, because there's plenty of it there, that it is dangerous. I asked the Hospital Association, there's no other vaccine that they require that they'll lose their job over. Out of all the diseases we have and all the vaccinations we have, the hospital does not require that except COVID. COVID vaccination does not stop COVID. We're well aware of that. It does not keep you from spreading it and giving it someone else. It doesn't keep you from passing away from it, even though it supposedly makes it less likely. There are so many things that we do, and it's caused so much trouble that I just think, as an American citizen, it's my right to choose what and when I put something in my body. I don't think there's any way that you can argue, even the ones of you that will vote against my bill. You don't have any argument except you follow what the government's done. It'd be the only argument.
Thank you, Representative Baglash. I sure appreciate you bringing this bill. It's something near and dear to my heart.
That's Representative Danny McCormick. That's House Bill 54. You can go and read that piece of legislation by going to legislegis.la.gov, click on bills, and then go to search author, and you can find it that way, okay? That's House Bill 54. Another thing I wanted to Okay, so another thing I wanted to mention was I'm wearing this wonderful T-shirt here, and this is
Health Freedom Louisiana, for those that are watching by radio.
Yes.
Uh-oh, can't watch.
And the website to Health Freedom Louisiana is healthfreedomla.org?
I believe we have a link to that on our website, don't we, under show notes?
Yeah, let me check that.
LibertyOrLockdown.live, and go down to show notes. And
okay.
If it's not on there, we will put it on there.
Right. And Jill Hines and Fiorella Trapini, they are fighting for Louisianians to have the right to choose what health care they want and not be forced.
Well, the representative made a really interesting point. You can lose your job if you don't get the COVID vaccine. You won't lose your job if you didn't get the measles or the mumps or the rubella or the polio or the whatever, blah, 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 all the other ones. But this one, it's a political disease. You have to get that vaccine. And then, you know, there's this push about putting on your driver's license, whether you were vaccinated for it. Okay, on my driver's license, it doesn't show a single vaccination. I've been vaccinated for a lot of stuff. None of those are on the driver's license, but yet some politicians want to put the COVID vaccine on the driver's license. Wait, why not yellow fever, measles, polio, mumps? No, only COVID.
Yeah, and our representative, Lori Schlegel, for my district, voted against that. So I want to thank her for that.
Good for her.
Yeah, so... we keep our eye on how our representatives are voting. It's important that you follow these things and that you call them and email them and tell them whether you want that bill or you don't want that bill. Do you disagree about it or what you agree about it? So you have that right. And another bill I want to talk to everyone about is a bill that is something that I had been working on with Dr. John Merrifield, who I've brought on this show quite a few times. He's the author of School System Reform, How and Why a Priceless Tale. He's going to be one of our guests on in just about 5 or 10 minutes. So stay tuned for Dr. John Merrifield. In the moment, we're going to go ahead and play another clipping, and we're going to talk about a little bit about Ukraine. And I like what Candace Owens said on her Twitter feed, and so I asked Patty if she'd share that with us. Okay, so stay tuned, and we're going to listen to this video from Candace Owens. Maybe not. All right, well, it'll come on if it comes on. So
while she's getting ready for that.
Whether it's a multi-generational war on poverty or a going on 3-year war against COVID or a 20-year war in Afghanistan, wars represent opportunities for governments to siphon away trillions of dollars from taxpayers to countries which are willing to launder that money and divert it back to corporations. The truth is that the money that they siphon from our goodwill and our fear is always somehow unaccountable. The truth is that President Zelensky, at least according to the Western press a couple of years ago, is controlled by a man named Igor Kolomoisky, the Ukrainian man who funded Zelensky's television show back when he was an actor and who subsequently funded his campaign into power in Ukraine. It might also be relevant that Igor Kolomoisky has a controlling interest in Burisma, the energy company at the root of Hunter Biden's laptop scandal. It is also true that Igor funded the Azov Battalion, the, according to Western press at least, neo-Nazi white supremacist militia that has been terrorizing Ukrainian citizens. Now, as a matter of opinion, I believe our government is interested in liberating Ukrainians like I believe that the Black Lives Matter riots were about liberating Black Americans, which is to say, not at all. This war is about the same thing that every war is about.
Power.
Money, corporate greed, masquerading as some other noble cause. I believe there are no good sides in this war, not the Kremlin or the Ukrainian government, and certainly not the Western governments either. And as a result, Ukrainian citizens today are legitimately suffering, and we should pray for them. Just as Russian citizens are legitimately suffering today, and we should also pray for them. But what I cannot and I refuse to endorse is another money laundering operation from the war hawks in our government. And I am not going to be intimidated into silence about it either. Welcome to Candace.
All right. So what do you think about that?
Well, I was a little skeptical at the beginning of all of this, but then I realized every news medium is saying that, what's his name? You know, the Russia guy.
Zelensky?
No, not Zelensky. That
Putin.
That Putin is such a wonderful, great guy. And I said, wait a minute. If every news outlet says he's a great guy, I don't believe it.
Yeah. That was a big problem of mine, too.
Yeah. You know, Zelensky is certainly no great saint or anything like that. But then again, the fact that everybody's on his side, nobody's on Putin's side, tells me something's going on here.
I mean, even Hannity and Laura Ingraham, I mean, they are just, you know, going to the 100th degree with all of this Ukraine propaganda.
Yeah.
Since when did we start waving Ukrainian flags or at any point in my lifetime? I have never seen anything like this.
Yeah, I certainly sympathize and empathize with the Ukrainian people, and I believe in sending money to support them through a good ministry. But I just don't necessarily support their government, or Russia's government for that matter.
Yeah, there's something bigger going on that we're not aware of. And, you know, I've been asking the Lord, I've been praying about it, saying, just reveal it to us. Show it. Show us. Give us the eyes to see the truth. Give us the ears to hear the truth and to receive the truth, and not allow our truth be what the media is pushing out there and forcing us to think, you know, or to believe their way, or that's the way it's got to be. So anyway, I just thought we'd share that. And,
you know, back in the 1960s, when I was a teenager, the conservatives were saying, trust the government. The liberals were saying, don't trust the government. Now it's the opposite way around. Now the liberals are saying, trust the government, and the conservatives are saying, don't trust the government.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And I don't trust the government, whether it be Republican or Democrat.
You must be a conservative.
I am a conservative, but I don't even really fully trust the Republican Party anymore.
Amen.
I've been a part of it for so long, being in the Federation for the last 10 years, the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women, and, you know, quietly sitting back and serving and making all those phone calls and sign waving and campaigning and then coming to the understanding that the entire time I was not being told the truth.
You were a useful tool.
I was a useful tool for the right. And I was doing what I was doing, thinking I was doing a great thing, when really I'm responsible for putting in these rhinos.
Yeah.
And it's disturbing to me that I did that.
Here's who I'm going to follow, Jesus.
Amen. Me too. Well, you know what? You can't go wrong. And with the Lord, he's the one that eventually revealed to me the truth about what was going on. So listen, the dirty politics is on both sides, and everyone knows that, the left or the right. They're both, you know, it's something seriously corrupt going on, and we want to clean it up. School system reform. We want school choice.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
A lot of people ran when the charters became available, you know, ran over there to put their children in the charters because that was better option than the public school.
Yeah.
At the time. Well, what I like about what Dr. Merrifield explains in school system reform, how and why a price less tail, he explained it from an economical perspective. It's not the charter schools are a chance. It's a lottery. So it's not school choice. It's school chance, right? Yeah. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Liberty Oral Lockdown.
Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join us for the Funky Uncle Live's second anniversary show on April 6th at 7 p.m. And we'll be featuring an all-star band live from the Howling Wolf, performing a tribute to the musicians of the Funky Uncle Float that includes Professor Longhair, James Booker, Alan Toussaint, Dr. John, Art Papa Funk Neville, Leo Nocentelli, and George Porter Jr. Performing will be artists such as Leo Nocentelli, George Porter Jr., C.R. Groover, Jason Neville, Josh Paxton, Tom Worrell, John Fole, Mike Lemler, and the Funky Uncle All-Stars, Soul Project NOLA. The show will also be live painted as always by Frenchie. This will be the last of our live weekly shows, and we hope to see you there. Tickets are only $25 online or at the door, and 100% of the proceeds from ticket sales and donations we receive will go to our Funk Fund. So go get your tickets on our website at www.thefunkyuncle.live.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Huck, and Dave went and got a cup of coffee. But we're going to keep on going. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this House bill that Representative Ray Garofalo, filed for us for our school system reform. It's House Bill 838. And before we get to this, and we have Dr. Merrifield on the call, we're going to go ahead and take Matthew from Metairie. Matthew, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, my fellow terrorists and Putin puppet. So you're talking about what they're doing in China. They're trying to recreate that great magic of 2020.
Yeah.
When they were able to get America scared to death of the COVID, just to lock everything down.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
They know that 2022, there are elections coming, and they don't want their buddies out of power. They paid hard to get that. I can't turn on Riverbend Drive.
You think it's going to work?
They're going to try like heck to make it work. But the question is, you take aside the people on talk radio, the people who are actively seeking alternative sources of news, you take that group aside, I don't know what that percentage of people is, and then all the people who watch the local news thinking that they're avoiding the worst of the bias of the national news, they're not. And
I don't think it's going to work. I'm going to give Louisiana, I'm going to give America a little credit. I pray to God it doesn't work, and I don't think it's going to work. I think a lot of people have awakened to what has happened these last 2 years, and I don't believe that we want to go back to a lockdown. I appreciate you, Matthew, from Metairie.
The question is the Great Reset going to be derailed by the Great Reawakening?
I hope so. We don't want that. That's all socialist, communist, Soros, Bill Gates plan. That's not good. We don't want the Great Reset. All right, it's much worse than that. We're going to get going, though. Thank you so much. Okay, so we have Dr. John Merrifield on the phone. He's the author of School System Reform, How and Why a Priceless Tale. Sir, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Dr. Merrifield. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I've had a good week.
Oh, that's great news. I love to hear that. I know we've been in the House fighting for school choice, and we have a lot of good things, I think, coming down the pike. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, part of the reason, I agree. Part of the reason I'm having a good week is I'm anticipating my visit out there in a couple weeks.
Yes, that'll be great to have you here. Dr. Merrifield is going to come to Louisiana April 19th through the 23rd. So we'll be announcing that. Hopefully we can announce exactly where we can all meet up to go. I know he's not going to be at, well, we'll see. It might be Thursday or Friday, the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. We're going to switch that. You might be able to attend that. We'll get back with you on that date.
Right.
So you want to talk to us a little bit about this clean energy notion?
Yeah, you know, you've had me on a few times for my to tout my new Institute for Objective Policy Assessment. And I think all of those times we've talked about school system reform. And that's been great because we're going to lose the whole enchilada unless we get some school system reform. But, yeah, thank you for letting me assert that that my think tank, I refer to it by the acronym IOPA, is not just about school system reform. One of the things that we're going to look at, because one of the things that I've been as an environmental economist, is the climate change debate and kind of not fact-checking it so much as sanity-checking it. And one of the most insane things that's out there is this assertion that there is such a thing as clean energy, and there absolutely is not. You know, one of the founding principles of my think tank is civil informed disagreement, but there is no basis for disagreement on this issue. There is no such thing as clean energy. I mean, there are some things that don't produce direct emissions, but they produce indirect emissions, and they require metals to be dug up and things to be recycled and all kinds of terrible environmental effects. And we certainly should have a discussion of which kinds of energy are cleaner and cleaner in which ways. But if somebody asserts that there is such a thing as clean energy, they're either really badly informed or they're sadly disingenuous, trying to pull the wool over your eyes.
So how are they promoting this so much?
Well, because people want to believe that there's some nirvana utopia, that if we stop using fossil fuels, which is impossible, we need it just for plastics and fertilizer and chemicals, never mind driving our cars and getting around. But, you know, people want to believe that there are these utopian solutions, and when they hear somebody that with some credentials assert that there is, they want to believe it. And once people decide they want to believe something, they're pretty hard to pull them from it. And, you know, I know a lot of think tanks that I work with, frankly, that have people in the other part of the think tank that are in fact asserting using the terms clean energy in a title to do something other than assert that there isn't any such thing. And, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, behind the scenes work through my friends at those think tanks to get them to cut it out because,
you know, it sounds like,
you know, they don't... there just is no such thing.
Sounds like they don't know much about thermodynamics, and you do.
Well, you know, I'm an economist, and you know, yeah, thermodynamics, sure, but it's every economic activity, period, creates residuals, which we call pollution. Okay, so I mean, there isn't some way to make fuel, to make energy, to make things go, to make things that doesn't produce leftover things in either gas, liquid, or solid form that we have to find some way to process. So, certainly some things are cleaner than others, but let me give you an example of something that's supposedly clean that would probably be a total environmental disaster and may be ongoing to some extent already, and that's these electric vehicle mandates. just meeting the mandate for California alone would massively force the increase in production of metals like cobalt and copper, lithium. It would force the total destruction of some areas to dig up enough ore to satisfy the demand for the materials needed to make batteries and other things, and not to mention burning fossil fuels to do all of that mining and processing and transporting of ores, and having the emissions occur in China or in Africa rather than out of the tailpipe of your vehicle is not a solution to any problem other than maybe localized emissions that we've been fairly successful at, unfortunately, at an unnecessarily high cost of getting under some control.
So how are we tie into, I know I was talking about this, so you said that they could school system reform. We need to work on school system reform, reforming our education system.
Yes.
And teaching the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've got an awful lot of incredibly dedicated people, not just in the classroom, which is, we've created a system that makes their life as hard as it can be made without that being an objective. But we have a lot of people in think tanks trying to do the right thing. And unfortunately, the system is so deeply entrenched in our brains that these people don't realize that for what they're doing, for the most part, is objectively titled central plan optimization. And you hear that term. Most people have had enough of an education, even in our school system, to know that central planning doesn't ever work very well for anything and usually produces tyranny as well as inefficiency. Yet that is how people have gotten it into their heads that they can make our schooling processes work better. And to some extent, they succeed on a small scale here and there. But central plan optimization at best has a very low upside. And so what we need to do is we need to energize entrepreneurial initiative, and we can only do that and orchestrate it to produce way more good than harm if we have the price system involved, which means we need to let market forces decide what price things have and then figure out a way to help the people for whom the higher prices, which are usually just temporary, would be a hardship. We cannot afford to have price control. I mean, that's in the subtitle of my book, How and Why is a Priceless Tale, conveys that the reasons that we have a school system disaster, a nation at risk, that we're seeing the effects of, is because we pretend that it's okay to have price control. And the solution out of it is the price decontrol, which means to let markets set tuition prices and set teacher salaries based on the characteristics of different teachers, and then have some public financing to defray the cost, but not have the public financing dictate what someone imagines the cost could be. Now it could be imagined to be the same for all different kinds of schooling options. Different strokes for different folks means different prices for different products.
I agree. Dr. Merrifield, it's really important here in Louisiana for us to get the Louisianians to understand the importance of restructuring our school system here and our school choices. And also, we have a win here a couple of weeks ago, the Department of Education, Superintendent Dr. Cade Broomley and his legislative assistant, Keith Leger, with many, many, many people put together that new social studies curriculum. And it was unanimously voted on through the BSEE board, which was a miracle, because I think there's like four or five liberal Democrats on that BSEE, I think out of 11. And for it to be unanimous was nothing short of a miracle. So mm-hmm. I really, really sense the tide changing here and you coming in, and all of this is happening at such an incredible time. And I really do believe and hope and pray That we, and I actually believe it with all my heart that Louisiana will be number one, as you had spoken to me.
Well, God has caused an awakening, a reawakening through the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so that's gotten a lot of folks' attention, and I think that's helped the people on that board that you talked about vote differently than they might have otherwise. So, yeah, one of the things that we need to do is to ride the tide of that reawakening.
Yes.
If we do too little, or during this time, well, you know, it's just too scary to think of what might happen or not happen.
The destruction of America.
Right. I mean, Louisiana is one of the few states that's still capable politically of doing the right thing as a starting point, but as the days and weeks and years pass, there are fewer and fewer such states. And we're going to run out before long. So, yeah, we need to get Texas on board. Sad that we can't do the great state of Texas get on board on this. Other states that are still capable because they're not dominated by the education status quo. But we need to move fast.
I agree. And so that's why we have House Bill number 838 here in Louisiana. And the author is Representative Garofalo. You can go to the legislative website and pull up author and search that bill. Would you hold on? We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Uncle Sam,
you are my sunshine. This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. Do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Join me, BJ Rust, for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. I'll be joined by Mike Henson, and we will discuss sports, music, entertainment, and everything in between. No subjects are off limits, and your calls are welcome. Don't forget to join me on Tuesdays whenever I give you the inside scoop on what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. So join us for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
It's America's entertainment pop culture talk show, and it's here on WGSO 990 AM. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani. Join us for Everything Old is New Again every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
God, guts, glory, and guns, they're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Holy and patriotic jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative.
So will I stand up and do something now? Or sit and watch my TV?
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have Dr. John Merrifield on the line, author of School System Reform. So are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, I know Dave has a question for you.
Simple question. We have a link to you on our website already for education reform. Is the so-called clean energy a different website, or is this the same one?
No, both of them are at the objectivepolicyassessment.org.
Okay, we've got you on our website.
To get to the climate change stuff that that IOPA has done, you would have to click on the Tier 2 menu.
Okay.
Click on the Tier 2 tab, and there's a page right there. It's a one-page list of 17 things that needs to be part of the climate change debate that's missing. And at the bottom of that is a link to a full study.
Okay. Well, one thing people need to do with their electric cars is have a little trailer so they can pull their generator behind them.
You're not laughing, Dr. Merrifield.
No, I am laughing. No, I'm all about the serious academics with a sense of humor. That's been my slogan for decades. You got to laugh at some of this stuff because in part because ridicule is sometimes, sadly, the only way to move forward, although I try to avoid that as much as possible. Civil informed disagreement is what we're all about. But, you know, sometimes, you have to produce some laughter to make progress. Yeah, you know, one of the things that's the most remarkable, maybe the most remarkable thing I discovered, is that if you pair a renewable source like wind or solar with a gas generator to make up for the fact that the wind and solar is intermittent, mm-hmm. you get Works more better. Emissions than if you just have the gas generator by itself.
Wow.
Can you believe that? That is an unbelievable thing. I mean, assumptions are such deadly things, but the kind of generator that you have that goes on and off when wind and solar is going up and down creates a lot more emissions than a gas generator that just runs steady 24/7.
They wouldn't tell you that.
No, they just want you to assume that having the gas go every now and then when it's not windy or sunny is just a little bit of emissions to make up for the intermittency of the wind and solar. But sadly, it's the because of the intermittency, we get more emissions from the wind and solar plus gas combination than just from gas by itself. So the message to your listeners is to not accept things at face value, and definitely not the notion that there's such a thing as clean energy, and to investigate the claims. And of course, I'd love them to engage in my website and with me to help them in that.
And that website again?
ObjectivePolicyAssessment.org.
And you can go to Liberty or Lockdown if you can't remember that.
Yeah, you pull down the list of show topics and guests. It's about halfway down the page. It says weekly show notes, guests and topics on the show. So just go down there and you'll see that we have several links. Education reform, and I'll also put one about climate change.
Yeah, so it'll be really interesting to dive in there and see what Dr. Merrifield has to educate us on climate change. There's a lot there that they are pushing and have been pushing for a very long time. I thought it was interesting when the windmills froze in Texas with that unexpected snowstorm.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was strange times.
Well, I guess if the president has his way, we'll all go back to horse and buggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave's a regular comedian, Dr. Merrifield.
It'll be exciting when we get us both in the same room there on April 21st. Yeah, we may burn up the wires there.
No, yes. I don't know any jokes.
Dr. Merrifield's going to come sit with us on the 21st of April.
That'll be great.
Will you be here?
Yep.
The following week, I'll be
digging dinosaur fossils out of the ground, but that week, I plan to be here.
Yes, Dave's going to dig dinosaur fossils out the ground in Texas. All right, Dr. Merrifield, I'd like for you to finish off. You know, we have a few more minutes, and I want you to be able to say whatever you want to say to our listeners.
Well, I'd like you to engage with your local representatives on the school system reform activity going on in the legislature right now. Martha, I'm a little unclear on the bill number because I have 383 on Ray Garofalo's bill, and you've been saying 838, but anyway, we better make sure that they find the right bill when they go there.
You're right. Well, I'm actually looking at it right here, and this one does say 838, and I do remember it being 383. So let me look that up and see why they're two different numbers.
Let me just conclude with a plea that your listeners spend the $10 to download the just updated brand new school system reform. And the reason I say that isn't because it's going to make me rich. It's if we don't get enough of us on the same page on how to move this forward, we all know that inertia will prevail and we won't get off the dime. And we'll be having the same discussion next legislative session about getting started. We need enough of us on the same page, and that's the point of the book, is to get us all pushing in the same direction in the same way. And it's $10 for a download via either Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Just Google school system reform, book, and you'll find the links. And then visit my website, objectivepolicyassessment.org, and you'll see that we're worthy of your visits and your support because we're addressing a lot of things that the existing think tanks are either doing badly or not at all. And it's another objective fact that we are where we are right now, which is in peril, both in Texas and in Louisiana and nationwide, despite the existing think tanks and sadly in some cases because of them. So we need IOPA to be part of that team. And it's out there, but we need to increase its ability to do things, and of course that costs money and your time to be involved.
Yes, sir. So I did pull it up, and on the legislative website, it is House Bill number 838. I'm not sure if that's my error when I sent you an email on this or what, but I know you read the bill, and we both read it, and it's.
Yeah.
It's now saying 838, so I don't know if that's what's going on with that. But
computer has dyslexia.
Yeah. All right.
Make sure it's about schooling once you start reading it.
Yes, it's about schooling. It's 10 pages long, and it's an excellent bill. So please reach out to Representative Garofalo and support him on House Bill 838. And this is going to help Louisiana get that school choice that we need for private schooling. And Dr. Merrifield, you are always welcome to come back to Liberty Lockdown and talk to us some more about all the knowledge that you have regarding school choice and everything. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you, and look forward to next Thursday and then my visit.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, the Lord bless you. Dave, you have anything?
The Lord bless you. I think she just said that.
Yes. All right. We'll see y'all next week. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
It's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
God, guts, glory, and guns, they're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Holy and patriotic jambalaya with the flaming conservative.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.